Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can get all your sex information. Thanks, everyone, for becoming Friends with Benefits members. Friends with Benefits members get 4 shows a week, and you get your sex questions answered right away, and you're supporting the show, and you're supporting sex information, and the mission that we have in life is for everyone to have better sex. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Today's show, we are going to be talking about, this is Kelsey, my assistant.
Hello.
What up, Kels?
Oh, yeah.
This is a very important show. We started it last week on a November 3rd show. We talked about how to tell that a woman is faking an orgasm. How to tell. So you can go back and listen to that show. But now we want to talk about why she shouldn't fake the orgasm, how to tell if she's faking it, why she faked it, and what you can do about it. And if you have been faking it, how you can talk to your partner about it and let them know. And then you can just do a reset. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. You can also call us anytime and leave a message at 415-992-7392. We will answer your email, your questions on air. If you leave us a message with your sex questions or comments, we will play it and we will listen to it. And I just got to say that we've had some exciting times around the office this week. It's been really fun. Interns, we watch coming up is our sex toy reviews from Jimmy Jane. Jimmy Jane makes amazing sex toys, jimmyjane.com. How happy are you with your, what'd you get?
I got the Form 3. It's really adorable is the best way to describe it.
They're like centerpieces.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm just going to put it on my dresser and everyone's going to think it's modern art or something.
Right.
But I'm going to be like, it's modern art for my vagina. So
exactly. I love it. It's modern art for the vagina. Maybe they want to use that as a tagline now, Jimmy Jane. So anyway, check out jimmyjane.com. You can see my Jimmy Jane pics. Shirley is on the website now.
Yeah, and I have a picture up on the website with Lauren.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, the pics, like pics page.
Oh, yeah, Emily's pics page. It's up on the website. It's on the side banners, and if you click on it, Emily tells you about some of her favorite
Jimmy
Jane products.
Some of my favorite Jimmy Jane toys, because I'm a huge fan of Jimmy Jane. So, okay, and then also you can always find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. Like my Facebook page. I'd really appreciate it. And follow me on Twitter, because we've got lots of tweets going out and exciting and fun things. So, okay, the orgasm. Now, November 4th was National Don't Fake It Day, okay? It was Don't Fake It Day, and it promoted women to stop pretending and actually have the climax that you deserve, or at least fess up to your guy why it's been happening so you can work on a solution together. So we became pretty obsessed around the office about talking about orgasms. So on the November 3rd show, we did do Top 10 Signs She's Faking It. And some of the highlights there are, I'm just going to give you highlights, go back and listen to it. Brett, if brushing your teeth was the closest thing that you came to foreplay, she's probably faking it. You know, women need between 15 minutes and 40 minutes to have an orgasm. If you did no foreplay, if you were not participating in foreplay, she might have faked it.
Yeah, you should just go down on her for like 15 minutes right before sex and...
Yeah, that can really help.
That kind of stuff, like if you get the clitoris like warmed up for that stuff, then you're probably going to have a better chance of making her orgasm.
Exactly. So don't be afraid. Don't be shy to go downtown because you're going to need to do it. So why do women fake it? Okay, so Kelsey, you faked it before, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think you faked it?
Well, one time I faked it because the guy was literally the worst at oral sex. But which made it worse is that he was really into it. He was like, I love this. I love giving oral sex. I was like, that's great. But, like, he had no idea what he was doing down there.
Right, right.
So I was like, shit, I have to get out of this, like, fast,
right.
You know?
So you just faked it.
So I just faked it. And I was like, I'm good. No more needing to go down there now.
Right. That's when a lot of women do it because we feel pressure. Like, we feel like, well, he was bad. This guy was bad. I've done that too. Not anymore. Never fake it anymore. But also, a lot of times we feel pressure. If we're with our partner and our partner's constantly saying, did you do it yet? Have you come yet? Are you going to orgasm? I'm going to make you come, baby. I'm going to make you orgasm. I feel like it's that's a lot of pressure for us. I mean, that should not, you should never say that to your partner that you're with, a woman. Then never say, like, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Because anytime we get pressure in any situation in life, it's just going to make us anxious and stressed that we're not going to perform, and then we fake it. So some other reasons why she fakes it, she doesn't know what an orgasm feels like. Believe it or not, many women have never experienced orgasms, so when they feel a little tinkle or tangle, a little tickle or tangle, they think, oh, this must be it, and then they proceed to put on a performance like they see in the movies. So a lot of women might not have had orgasms, so that's another point. It's not anyone's – it's not your partner's responsibility to, like, give you an orgasm. It's the woman's responsibility to know her body, to masturbate, to spend time alone so she figures out what feels good. And so she should know her own body. So she might fake it because she doesn't really know what it feels like to have one. So for that, I would say that she needs to masturbate. Another reason is she gets sore really fast. Some women get sore – and it could be like maybe she's not using enough lube. I love, love, love lube. Lube is a great enhancement for sex. She might get sore and she acts like she's reaching her climax so you can reach yours and she just wants it to be over with, which is key. A lot of women just want it to be over with after a while.
Yeah, guys are always like, I'm going to hold out for you. Like, I'm going to make this last. And you're like, it's been a half hour, dude. Like,
right.
It's okay. You can, you know, do your thing. Like,
yeah, and women, we're okay sometimes if we don't orgasm. I'm not saying that orgasm is, like, the most important thing. It's like, what is your definition of sex? Sex is not just about orgasm. Sex is about so many other things. It's about you know, foreplay and kissing and making out and connecting and looking in each other's eyes and touching and just doing a lot of other things. So I'm not saying that the whole focus should be on the orgasm. However, we do need to cover this topic of faking it. So that's why we're getting into it. So maybe she gets sore. She doesn't want to hurt your ego. I think Kelsey and I have both touched on that. You can deny it all you want, but guys who think they're not pleasing their women, chances are it would make you question your abilities as a lover. And we don't want you to feel bad. We don't want you to feel insecure because I know you're trying hard. Sometimes it just doesn't happen for us. It just doesn't. Sometimes we want it to happen and it just doesn't. And that's okay. We're not bummed. We're fine with it. But sometimes that might be another reason why she fakes it. We don't want to hurt the guy. Haven't you ever done it because you don't want to hurt the guy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been like very, very close, and they'll be like, did you orgasm? And I'll be like, yeah. But I mean, I feel like the thing is like, if you do have an orgasm, you know you orgasm.
Right.
There's no like gray area there. And like, it's hard sometimes for people who can usually make someone orgasm. And like, if you don't orgasm easily, which is like my problem, or just something that.
Right, right. I don't either, to be honest.
Yeah, it's difficult because, like the guy I'm with right now, he always makes people orgasm. And, like, this is new for him. But, you know, at the same time,
you know what? I bet a lot of those women were faking it.
Yeah, and the good news is if you don't fake it, then he'll go down on you for, like, 45 minutes
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. It's another way to get
determined.
Yeah, exactly. He's determined to make it happen. But that's the thing about faking it, and we have covered this on the show a little bit, but you're sending your partner the wrong message. If you fake it, he thinks, oh, I'm great and whatever, but why not talk about it? Why not say, this is what I need to make myself feel better? Like, this is what I need to orgasm. Like, just tell your partner. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't talk about it. Be like, I need clitoral stimulation. It's a great way to get, it's a great time to use a vibrator too during sex.
So. Yeah, just put their like hand on your clitoris while you're having sex and they'll be into it.
Yeah.
And they'll know what that means.
Yeah. Don't forget to the clitoris. Okay. Another reason why she fakes it, you think it's so important. Some days are better than others, and while she might reach multiples one day, the next day might result in none. That's so true. Haven't you ever like had an orgasm and then like some days you don't? It doesn't mean that we don't enjoy it. We still enjoyed having sex.
Definitely.
Right?
I mean,
so?
I've orgasmed once during sex in my entire life. And of course I enjoy it other times. Like,
right.
I love sex.
Love sex. That's why she's my assistant. Okay. What you can do about it. It's a shame when women fake it because we're leading men down the path of thinking that they're doing everything right. So the first thing to do is just to talk about it. The first thing you need to do is discuss your sexual habits. You'd be surprised, like I just said, how many people don't talk about it. So just sit down with your partner and be like, babe, it's not working for me. This is what I need. And I know that's a really hard conversation to have, but you can do like, these are all the things that I love. Or maybe you start... What you do is you start telling your partner the things I love. God, when you were kissing the back of my neck that day, that was so hot. Or the way you were like kissing my stomach, my navel, that felt amazing. And you know what else would feel really good? And then you fill in the blank with what makes you orgasm or what you think could help lead you there. If you touch my clitoris, if you bite my nipple, I don't know. It's different for everybody. Also, you can experiment with sex, whether it's new locations or positions from the Kama Sutra, trying different things from time to time. Oh, look at this. I have my book. It's called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can buy it on Amazon right now. And literally, this is experimenting with sex. There are 200 things in the book, and they're not crazy hard Kama Sutra positions. They're like little tiny things that you could do differently to spice up your sex life. Because when was the last time you did something different sexually? Have you tried a new position? Have you tried a new way of talking to your partner? Have you dressed up in a costume lately? We cover all this in the book, so I hope that you will all check it out.
Do you have one in particular you can share?
Yeah, that's a great one. Okay, let's see. This is fantastic fellatio. When it comes to oral sex, the real secret isn't some cryptic technique, but simple enthusiasm. If you show him so much you're enjoying herself, you'll be thrilled. I'm showing if you're watching us right now. You can see the picture of her going down on him. And I think a big key to women performing oral sex, men always say like the number one thing is a woman being enthusiastic. He doesn't want to see your face gagging and being annoyed and being like, No, like you got to be into it and be enthusiastic.
Yeah, guys will be like, I love that you love giving oral sex.
Right.
And I'm like, when did I say that?
But you showed it. Exactly. So I love it. Okay. Do erotic things together. Whether it's watching sensual movies or feeding each other chocolate strawberries, It's important to make an effort to keep your sexuality alive in all the aspects of your life. So sex, take it outside the bedroom. What is your definition of sex? I know a lot of people think it's just like the in and out, but really your definition of sex could be like, yeah, like making a sexy meal together or watching porn together or going on a sexy hike or whatever. You could do different things. Spice it up. Get her to explore her own body. Now, this is what you can do if she's not having orgasms. Maybe perhaps she hasn't had time alone yet to explore her own body. Maybe that's why she's not having an orgasm. Vibrators really help in this situation. Vibrators are great. If you've never orgasmed, you could also spend a lot of time just touching yourself, like make a makeup bath, turn some music on, and just spend some time playing with yourself and touching yourself, because there's no one's going to make you orgasm. Like there's this famous saying that a lot of women believe, someday my prince will come and so will I. So someday women think my prince is going to come and he's going to rock my world and I'm going to have an orgasm. Well, you know what? You got to have your orgasm on your own. So that is your responsibility, and don't believe that some guy or some woman or whoever you're with is going to come and make you do it. You've got to spend the time knowing your own body.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's the most fun I ever have sex-wise.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Right? Okay, invest in an enhancer. Some women don't have any idea what an orgasm feels like, and due to the contrast vibration, a sex toy does the trick. Buy a sex toy and rub it against her clitoris while using your penis or fingers to penetrate her. You can also go to adamandeve.com. Adam and Eve, we love Adam and Eve. And you can get 50% off most items, plus an adult DVD, 3 free gifts, and free shipping. So go to Adam and Eve and buy your partner a vibrator, buy your own vibrator right now.
That's covering the whole experience, like the porn and the vibrator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just enhance your experience of why she's not having an orgasm. Okay, so if you have been faking it, how do you tell your partner? How do you do it? How do you break the ice? What do you do? This can be really sensitive. We don't want to hurt your feelings if we've been faking it. But we got to say, we've been having a trouble reaching climax. So initiate the conversation outside the bedroom. This is not a conversation you want to have while you're doing it. Like, honey, I've never had an orgasm while you're thrusting. Like, have it later. Have it over dinner. Have it in the morning over breakfast. And just say, I want to talk to you about something that's kind of embarrassing and I've had a hard time bringing it up, but just do it. Like, it's like ripping the Band-Aid off. Just have the conversation. And then you can steer him in the right direction. You can start giving him or her, whoever you're with, hints about what works for you. So after you've spent the time exploring your own body, it's really important to start steering him in the right direction, you know? So reassure him that, you know, again, when you're talking to your partner and you're admitting that you've never had an orgasm, you've got to reassure, because the male ego is very, very fragile. So you've got to reassure him that you're enjoying yourself. Because I know when I don't have an orgasm, I mean, I'm not bummed. I'm like, this was an amazing connection. We had a good experience. We had a good sex. It's not all about the orgasm. So be sure to assure your partner first that sex has been fine. But orgasm might be a little nice little cherry on the cake. On the top.
What if you've been going out with someone for like 2 years? So like during breakfast, you're like eating your cereal and you're like, by the way, like.
You're like, P.S. I've never had an orgasm.
P.S. You know all those times that I've been like screaming during sex? Yeah, that was just for fun.
That's rough. We actually had an email from a listener once who said that he has been with his wife for 10 years and just found out she had never had an orgasm. That would be a tricky situation, but it's the same thing. You got to be like, if you're with your partner for 2 years and you love him and hopefully they'll understand. You just say, you know what, babe? I come close a lot of times, and I feel like I'm about to orgasm, and sometimes I might have just kind of like seemed like I orgasm, but I'm not sure that I really have. And then the good news about that, it's going to be a hard conversation to have. I'm saying it's not going to be easy, but that now what a great opening for you to like start to have rocking the kind of sex that you want. Like clean the slate. Say it hasn't happened, but you've been enjoying it and it's been awesome and you love the way he plays with your nipples or whatever. But then say, now let's start together working on Project Orgasm.
Project Orgasm. I like that.
You like that? And so it's likely that if she has been faking it, that she's doing it for selfless reasons. Because, you know, it's like she's going to win an Oscar or anything for doing this performance. A lot of times it is selfless. It's like we want to please you. We want to make sure that the guy isn't feeling frustrated, and a lot of guys intimidate us about it. So I would say that she's not doing it for selfish reasons, and don't get angry. I would just say try to discuss it and explore the adventures together that we just talked about. Guys shouldn't get angry about it. They should be like, okay, it's like any kind of issue you have in a relationship. Like it's kind of a bummer. You might feel bad like she was lying to me, but believe me, most women polled who have faked it, it's not because it's not for them. It's like for you. Wouldn't you say? Like, it's like, or to get over with. Because it was taking too long.
I think I'm a special case.
Why?
But just because of my one experience with that.
Right.
I've been called out on it, though. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. And then the guy was like, you're lying. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. But it's we don't
good
fake
effort,
it anymore.
Though.
Right.
Good
nice effort.
Effort.
Like, you want to give him a medal. Be like, nice try, but you should have gone down on me for longer than
nice
2 minutes.
Nice try, but it takes a whole lot of stuff to get there. And
exactly.
It really, really does. I feel like guys don't understand that because of the ways that guys orgasm is like, for some guys, it is difficult. Like, it takes them a while. But for other guys, it's a different story. And they can, you know, once stimulated enough, they do orgasm. But, like, for women, it's just like, this, like, production.
It's a production. It is a production. Like, we need to have the fingers here and the hands there. We need to be warmed up. Women cannot go from 0 to 60 like men. You're all of a sudden warmed up and ready to go, and we're not ready yet. And we need, like, and a lot of times it's different. Like, the clitoris, like, sometimes the left side of our clitoris, sometimes it's, like, the right side of our clitoris. Like, don't you find that
yeah,
it's, like,
definitely.
Different every time?
I have to mix it up. And, I mean, like, sometimes when I'm even with, like, a high-powered vibrator, it'll still take me a half hour, and sometimes it doesn't happen. It just, like, everything has to, like, line up correctly.
Right.
And I don't know, but, I mean, faking it is super lame because it makes you that you're not in an honest relationship.
Right,
and
you're lying, essentially.
No more.
No more faking it. We are not, never, never going to fake it again.
I'm never going to fake it again.
No one, oh, no one fake, oh. That's what I got to say, especially with election day. I think today is election day, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, okay, no one fake, oh. I'm going to put a proposition on the ballot or something like that. So, I think that's what we got to say about it. But if you want to hear more, the November 3rd show, we talked about how you can tell if she's faking it. And now we just wanted to talk to you about what to do about that and how to rectify the situation. So I think that's what we got time for today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelsey.
Yeah, no problem.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. You know, you can always find me on Facebook and Twitter. It's Sex with Emily. Go like my page. Follow me on Twitter. And what else do we have to mention here? Anything else that people need to know?
I guess how is she actually orgasming? How do you tell if she actually is orgasming?
Oh, well, that's something that we talked about, is that how you can tell if she actually does is the body language. There's the O face that she makes, and it's not impossible. It's not impossible to fake, but what women actually
it's
look
probably
like
not
sometimes
pretty.
It can be like The Exorcist. They won't show all, they won't, not women, not every woman shows all signals in her body, but look for flushed cheeks, twitching legs, lip biting, arched back during climax, and hard nipples. Those are some signs. The most famous sign might be the O face, but a lot of times it's, she's not, she's trying
if her
to, like,
O face is too attractive, then she might not be orgasming.
She might not
I
be.
Kind of look a little terrifying when I orgasm sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's cute, though. It's still cute.
It's cute, right? You still think that's hot. Guys love it when we orgasm, right? So that's how they would tell me. Yeah. Okay. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.